After decades of educating our kids with such family-friendly fare as Sesame Street and Zoom and the Electric Company, now PBS wants to do it again. That's right, they want to re-educate your kids. Hey everybody, I'm Steve Green with Bill Whittle and Scott Ott, and this is Right Angle, brought to you by the members of BillWhittle.com. I might have oversold that a little bit in the introduction here, but Michael Beller, he is counsel for PBS. We're talking about a trained attorney with a powerful position at a major TV news network, just got caught on tape or just got released on secret tape by James O'Keefe of Project Veritas saying, and I quote, "Even if Biden wins, we go for all the Republican voters. Homeland Security will take their children away. And he says, send them to, and I love this, enlightenment camps." Bill, could he have stolen the branding any more obviously if he'd have said that the camps would have a big sign in front that said Arbeit macht awesome?
I'm surprised you didn't include the or O'Keefe didn't include the rest of the quote where immediately after that he says, and I don't know why these Nazis want their guns either. That doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah.
This is The what he's basically saying is the fascists and the Nazis in the country need to have the government come and take their children away from them and send them to re-education camps. Yeah, there's no arguing with that kind of thing. The larger point is how pervasive is this opinion. I'm not going to steal your clothes from you, Steve, but nevertheless, one of the things that's so shocking about being, well, used to be shocking anyway, about being conservative in Hollywood was just how automatic these kind of outrageous opinions were among people who never met you before. And needless to say, of course, if you're in show business, then you have to believe that conservatives should have their children taken away and put into enlightenment camps. When you get to this level, I can't even credit it to projection anymore. You know, I think it's a kind of almost like a mental chant, like a mantra that they must continually just keep telling themselves in order to convince themselves that they're the good guys, because in my opinion, the good guys don't take other teams' children away and send them to re-education camps. And they don't try to silence speech that they disagree with. And they don't try to criminalize their political opponents. And they don't do any of these things. Because it's not what you say that makes you a good guy or a bad guy. It's what you do. But more importantly, it's what you believe. I've never heard a single conservative ever call for this kind of thing before. I hear it all the time on the part of the liberals. It would be alarming coming from anybody, but coming from somebody that highly placed in that organization, I just find it hard to believe, frankly, that this guy I find it hard to believe that he'd be this comfortable talking about it to a relative stranger when this is not the exact kind of conversations that go on pretty much on a daily basis in his particular circle.
Yeah, this is the same guy who said during the same undercover video that James O'Keefe got, if Trump didn't concede or if Biden lost the election, that he would encourage people, quote, to go to the White House and throw Molotov cocktails. There's an actual incitement to violence for you.
Oh, but that's different, though. That's what democracy looks like. That's a mostly peaceful protest where the people are demonstrating their righteous anger. That's completely different than what happened on January 6th.
Yeah, Bill, there's an old joke that said PMS is that 1 week a month when women act the way men do all the time. And what we found out in the last week is that the one time that conservatives act like the left has acted for the last 4 years, it's an insurrection. It's really disgusting what we've seen. And Scott, this comes on the heels of a New York Times reporter who has been in a similar stew for saying similar things before. Warned that conservative writer Andy Ngo, who we've talked about on this show, he goes undercover in these Antifa groups. She calls him a real threat and should be censored on Twitter. We watched as Google and Amazon and Apple essentially conspired in public to remove a competitor, up-and-coming social media site Parler, just took them off the map. You know, we have constitutional government, Scott, not because people are angels, and I think I'm borrowing that line from John Adams, but because we are not angels, and we need to have a set of rules in place that allows us to constrain those passions, those bad passions that come to people that make us want to do bad things to people with whom we disagree with. And so there's really nothing new here in the human heart, Scott, but what does seem new to me is how safe progressives feel in expressing this kind of thing, and in the case of social media, actually acting on it. Would you agree that this is kind of a drunk with power moment for the left?
Yeah, I mean, he's definitely somewhere on that spectrum, not being able to pick up on social cues when you're in a conversation. And we've all met people like this who start talking in ways that we're completely not on board with, but they assume that we would be on board with. They just have in their little world inside their heads, they think that, gee, that's how everybody is. And of course, you know, you'd want to talk about that. And it's always awkward for the person who isn't, for me, who just wants to back away and go, whoa, 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 I don't know what I said or did that led you to believe that it was okay to say that to me, but get the heck out of here. Yes. What I find is interesting is the idea that we are going to take all the children and send them to re-enlightenment camps. He's just decades late with the idea of publicly funded kindergarten. So I don't know why this is such a new idea for him. It's like, well, yeah, the federal and state governments have been in control of the curriculum in our educational system, the public educational system anyway, for many, many years. And in many ways, the public school system has been trying to serve that role of guiding children to where their parents wist not that they would go. And so I remember when I worked in the administrative building of a school district, it was being expressed more than one time by administrators that this would be a perfectly good school district if it wasn't for all the parents, because it seemed like everything they were doing was to try to overcome the inertia caused by parental leadership of their own children. I have a weird view on the whole Parler and everything else view. I've basically got the same kind of view that I would have with the Christian-owned bakery who said that they didn't want to make a gay wedding cake. You don't have to do business with anybody you don't want to. And I don't really care. And I don't care if you're a hypocrite about it. If the right is not able to muster its own system of a place where they can host websites or they can run interactive social media kinds of things, well, you know, shame on us. They should be able to come up with a way to do that. And in fact, the most recent news I heard before we recorded this was that, in fact, Parler did find somebody who would host their app and their whole system. So I really don't look at it the way most people do. If Amazon wants to cut them off, fine. If Twitter wants to ban somebody, fine. I don't care. But don't think that that your monopoly is going to last forever if you start treating people that way, because eventually people will say, you know what, it would be nice to have an alternative to this, and we'll just build our own infrastructure and do that.
Scott, Steve, can I add one thing just based on what Scott just said? You know, it's entirely possible, I realize now, that if this plan were to actually go through and the left were to use Homeland Security to take our children away to enlightenment camps, there's a fairly good chance, certainly a non-trivial chance, that at those enlightenment camps, they get considerably less left-wing indoctrination than they would in the public school system.
Scott, let me give you kind of a follow-up. There's a quote that's been attributed to Einstein. It's probably not
apocryphal.
Einstein,
yeah,
who said that the most powerful force in the universe is compound interest. I would argue that the most powerful force in the universe is the network effect. And once it's established, it's very hard to unestablish. And Facebook didn't start off censoring users, censoring groups, censoring entire movements. Twitter didn't start doing those things. What they did was they got their network effects in first. And now they're using their ability to censor to lock in their network effects even further, leaving people nowhere to go. It's quite one thing, wouldn't you say, to get kicked off of a small platform and go over to a rival small platform than it is to get kicked off of a platform that has billions of users onto another platform that has a few million users and has difficulty finding a web host.
Yeah, I agree with that. And I don't think that it's easy to create an alternative to this. I just don't think that there's anything that's too big to fail. Ultimately, people will make the decision about where they want to be. And, you know, frankly, if you are a person who believes that you are being monetized and abused by one of these social media platforms, will then check out and go somewhere else. And if you're a businessman who thinks that it's a great crime against humanity that Amazon Web Services will no longer host Parler, well, then put together a network of investors and provide a platform for that in a way that is profitable so that this entity can survive. I've gotten a bit weary over the years of what I perceive to be a kind of a crybaby nature on the right. And frankly, it's not just on the right, but I only care about the conservatives, okay? So I've gotten frustrated with, you know, people basically sitting around whining, saying, well, they own the news media, they own the entertainment business, they own the social media, as if there were some structural impediment to us putting in the hard work and the years of effort and the millions of dollars that it takes to develop these kinds of things. If the left can do it, the right can do it. The only thing lacking is the will to do so and the persistence to keep doing it when it's difficult.
The only flaw in your logic there is the left didn't do it. They crept in and took over what was already established and then proceeded to corrupt the ever-living crap out of it.
And we watched and enjoyed it.
Yes, we did. Yes, we did. And, well, I was not just saying about Hollywood there, but our federal government as well. You know, there's a moment of great human weakness, and it is when you are at your most strong, seemingly your most strong. Right now, the National Democrats appear to be just drunk with power. They've taken the White House. They've got both sides of Congress. They are threatening to pack the Supreme Court. You have Democrats in Congress threatening to write legislation that would outlaw Trump rallies as domestic terrorism. This is when you got to step back and understand your limitations. You can only push tens of millions, maybe 100 million Americans or more, so far before you actually tear the country apart. And the Democrats need to take a moment. They need to show some wisdom. They need to understand the limits of their power. Are they going to keep pushing, or are they going to show a little wisdom, step back and say, if we're going to do this unity thing, if we mean this unity thing, what can we do to stop alienating tens of millions or 100 million Americans? Will they show any wisdom? Well, I guess we're about to find out. That's your Right Angle on that, brought to you by the members of BillWhittle.com. I got to remind you that content like this needs sponsors like you. So if you aren't a member, we'd love to have you on board. Go to BillWhittle.com, click the join, become a member button, or just make a one-time donation. Seriously, if you like an episode, tip us a buck. If you like more than 10 a month, you may as well become a regular subscriber. Thanks for watching, and we'll see you next time.